said.
Okay. Hello, is this working? Oh, hi, thanks very much. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Roger Watson. I'm a professor of nursing at the University of Hull. I must say I'm speaking in my personal capacity today. This is Kevin with the microphone. Right, so 6 months ago I lived in a country that had free speech, the right to free assembly, and the right to travel freely. That was this country. In less than 6 months, in fact just in a few weeks after the initial lockdown, I now live in a country where free speech is restricted. Free assembly is all but banned, and from Monday it will be more or less banned. And travel is severely restricted. There's every indication, while the situation regarding the coronavirus is improving, that things are unfortunately going to get a good deal worse. I hate to say that. Restrictions may be worse than before. Another lockdown is threatened if we don't all behave ourselves. And Christmas appears to have been cancelled. So that won't be much fun this year. And now we're going to have COVID marshals, apparently. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. I think this is the pandemic equivalent of the Hitler Youth, to be quite frank. I'm guessing that nobody here will be applying for a job as a COVID marshal.
No.
Just thought I'd check. But I mean, we know, you've heard this already today, and you'll hear it again. The number of infections is declining, it's going down. But it's reported that they're increasing. Well, of course they are. We're testing more. These are not new cases, they're existing cases. They're people who may have had some kind of infection already. There's no second wave. Not a single country in the world has had a second wave. Countries like Vietnam, Singapore, Hong Kong that are reported to have second waves are not. They're having the end of the first wave. And remember, these were the countries that were being held up to us as being paradigms of virtue in managing the pandemic. Not many people in government are saying that now. Testing is claimed to be 100% accurate. That is impossible, therefore it's not true, and therefore it's a lie.
Yes!
The testing is well known to produce false positives. It indicates to many people that have nothing wrong with them that they've got something wrong with them. In any case, the virus, whatever it is, hasn't been purified. We actually don't know what we're testing for.
Yes!
The most important indicator of anything to do with a pandemic is surely the number of people who have actually died from what we claim is killing them. Everyone's a tragedy, but the numbers are very small. The people who are dying are mainly vulnerable people in my age group. So, you know, it's as we've already heard, 99% of the population will survive even if they get it. And in any case, we don't know what a case of a death from COVID means. Does it mean of COVID, with COVID, or simply at the same time as the pandemic was taking place?
Yeah.
Apparently it's impossible to recover from COVID. If I was diagnosed today and a month later got run over by the number 15 bus on Princess Avenue, that would count as a COVID death.
Yeah.
It's madness. Even the government itself wiped 5,000 off the numbers from Public Health England, which was the last thing that Public Health England ever did. We are being told lies. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There is absolutely no need to lock down the population, and there's no need to wear face masks. Not only are they not needed, they don't work. Lockdowns don't alter the trajectory of the virus. A study from 50 countries has shown that very clearly. Face masks don't prevent aerosol spray, thought to be a major route of infection. They're a waste of time. And now they're littering the streets, polluting our seas. They're not only a waste of time, they're becoming very dangerous. So we're being told lies about the virus itself, the number of infections, the number of deaths, the need for a lockdown, and the need to wear face masks.
Yeah.
Not a bad little clutch of lies to be told by the people we elected to look after us. I'm sure you all know this, but what can we do I actually don't know. We must seek the truth, and we must seek to do, continue to do what you're doing today, is to spread that truth. We need to put pressure on our leaders to end the panic and return to normal. Not the new normal, the old normal, which used to be just called normal. As a registered nurse, I can't advocate that people break the law or I'll lose my registration. And I do hope that our law enforcement officers are already doing a good job of keeping us safe. We ought to thank them. But they need to do the job of stopping crime, not stopping people from walking about in groups of seven or whatever. So, finally, the best advice I can give... Oh, by the way, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak, Andy. The best advice I can give is to stay safe from the lies. Open up the NHS again. Let us get back to getting treatment. And the only thing that needs to be controlled is this government. Thank you very much. Yeah.